me, this is like a combination, and I think she'll be okay with this comparison. Comparisons are always dangerous when it comes to music, but this is like Quincy Jones produced Sting and Lila Bialy. That's what I'm hearing right now. But it's actually the one and only Sarah Hiltz, who is here in the studio with us as we speak. And I've just got to all of a sudden have this jazz voice happening right now. How you doing?
Keep it cool.
Keep it cool. How are you, Sarah?
I'm pretty good. It's really nice to be back.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm really, really glad to be back.
Well, I'm happy that, that you're here as well, young lady.
Thanks.
It's been too long. SarahHiltz.com. Her last name is H-I-L-T-Z. And for you Americans, that's a different letter in the alphabet. Have fun looking that up. Sarah is expanding the contemporary Canadian folk tradition with her latest album, Beauty in the Blue, a compilation of songs and stories culled from her multiple journeys across Canada as a traveling musician on Via Rail's passenger train, The Canadian, eh? Co-produced by Sarah and Kevin Howley. Who else told me about it? Oh, Amber McLean says that she loves doing that train thing.
Actually, that's how I got connected with that gig, was through Amber.
Was through Amber?
Yeah, yeah. She recommended it to me and let me use her as a reference. That was ages ago, and I've been doing it ever since.
Amber's going to be on our show in June.
Oh, cool.
And I'm just kind of like a little giggly little boy here, because I'm getting all the people I really like to come on the show before the end of the show.
Aww.
So I'm glad you're here, Sarah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's all warm and fuzzy here right now. Sarah will be performing this Saturday, April 27th at the Transac in Tarana, 6:30 p.m. That's a good geriatric start.
Well, okay, look, like...
I'm saying,
right at 7, okay?
Oh,
doors at 6:30.
Doors at 6:30.
It's very reasonable.
Now, I wish more people would do that.
If you like early times, I play pretty regularly at the local in Toronto from 5 to 7 on Saturdays.
Dude.
It's wonderful.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's really good, man.
Yeah.
Tell us about the TEDx talk in 2014.
So they ran a TEDx event in my hometown, and the organizer asked me to do something for it. And yeah, so
what'd you talk about?
I talked about music and why I think it is an important job, because I kind of have always struggled with the idea of how self-centered it is as a career.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's antithetical to who you are.
Exactly, right? I'm supposed to be outward focused, but I feel this drive to play music. So I've had to kind of work to reconcile those two things. So that's what I talked about. And for me, it's just about... creating spaces of vulnerability for people through my own vulnerability, inviting others to sort of open up and show their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard sometimes.
You know who you would be great to travel with?
Tell me.
Craig Cardiff.
Oh.
Do you know his music?
Just a little. Not extensively.
What's it? The one that's the most popular, Love is Louder. Love is Louder Than All the Noise. It's a great little song.
Cool.
And his songwriting has the same soul penetration effect that yours does.
Cool.
Who is the person you've toured with that you ended up hating? No, who's the person you toured with that you were just, oh, this is just so good? So, like, I know we're narrowing it down. You're going to offend somebody and leave someone out or whatever, but...
Not really, because I haven't toured with that many people.
Okay.
So,
The passengers on Via. There you go.
Yeah, they're often great. But Kevin Howley, who co-produced this record, his band Running Red Lights... And me and my trio went on tour in the UK together.
Nice.
And I just love all four of the people in that band.
That was lovely.
It was lovely, yeah. And they're from Canada. We're all based in Toronto.
Right.
But it was, you know, I'll love them all forever.
How do I say this? So, you know Mike Pinball Clemens?
No.
Okay, he's like the nicest human on the planet.
Okay.
He's used to play for the Argos.
Okay.
He's a God guy. He just smiles all the time. He's very positive, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really like him? Or do you have the artist darkness trait as well?
Yeah, I'm not happy all the time. That's
no.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I struggle with depression sometimes.
Good. I mean, sorry, awful. Not good.
Thank you.
Good.
It's been great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think I am fairly optimistic, though.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I can hang on to hope of some kind. There's dark periods, but yeah, that's generally...
Very funny. Tell us about this guitar you're holding in front of us that we are about to hear.
This is an Italia guitar. It has a fiberglass top.
It's electric for our listeners.
Electric.
It's got buttons and knobs and things.
Yeah. It's kind of modeled after some quirky, like 50s, 60s style electric guitars.
Right.
And this was actually Kevin's, my co-producer's guitar. I used it in the studio and loved it. Nice. And then I said, if you ever sell this guitar.
Yeah, let me know.
Let me know.
Good.
And he called me up one day.
He knew he could, you know,
yeah.
get you.
He said, I think I'm going to sell that guitar. I'm
$23,000.
Like, okay, you tell me how much. And then he was like, you know what? I changed my mind. And then months later, he's like, I think I'm going to sell it. I'm like, okay, just give me a week. Get the money together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he changed his mind. And then
oh.
the third time, I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah. I'll pay anything.
Just, we're going for coffee.
He saw you coming a mile away. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a little number. Okay. A wee ditty, shall we? Set this up for us. What is this one?
This is a tune called Best I Can Believe. And this is one, I started writing lyrics for this while I was on the train going through the prairies. And it was summertime. So the sky just stays bright so late, right? It was
yeah.
almost 10 o'clock, and then there was a lightning storm in the distance, and it was just spectacular.
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 So what's it called again?
Best I Can Believe.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, the one and only Sarah Hiltz.
Pink flashes in a darkening sky. Hot summer electric night means more light than I am used to. These short nights wear me down. Longer days keep me wound up, wondering where you got to.
Side.
Sarah Hiltz. Well done, nice. Sarah. Loving it. Sarah Hiltz is our recording artist performing live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. We've been doing this first hour for a number of years now because music has penetrated my soul more than religion has, and I am just thrilled. Remember the first time I heard you? I think it was at, was it not at the Bank Vault thing on York Street? No, where was it?
I think I emailed you, and then you heard me, and you asked me to come on the show.
It was just that easy, huh?
Yeah.
It's got to be more difficult to get a hold of me.
Well, maybe I was just that good.
But I do remember.
No, it was a long time ago. It was almost 10 years ago.
So. Really?
Yeah, I think it was 2010. So it could have been 2009 even.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's do another song, Sarah Hiltz.
Okay, cool.
What are you going to do?
Can I tell you about this project I'm working
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely. By the way, I read about that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
You can't be this amazing of a human being.
I've got my problems.
Share some.
Oh yeah.
Share Tim again in the hallway.
Well, okay, I'll tell you. This project is a problem. So, okay. Have you heard of the Enneagram?
Really? Listen to everyone in the room. We have highlighted the Enneagram for years on this show.
For years. Interesting.
We've done month-long Enneagram training on this show.
What do you think I am?
Well, a lot of artists are fours, but I don't think, I'm not sure you are a four.
I think Sarah's a perfect 10.
Even though there's only 9 types, Sarah's a 10.
Well.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So I'm a 1.
Well, I was going to go there.
Yes.
I didn't want to.
So when I did the test, it said I'm a 1. That's the perfectionist. And it says that they struggle with anger. And I thought, I don't think I'm a 1. I'm not angry. And my husband said, Sarah.
Yes.
So I did the Enneagram and I discovered that I'm an angry person. I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. I've just been repressing it my whole life.
Yes.
Because part of what makes me is I don't ever want to do anything wrong. And I was taught that it's not okay to be angry.
Right.
So I'm just not angry because that would be wrong. So... So I discovered that, and then I thought, okay, this isn't good. This is causing me to be depressed, so I have to kind of acknowledge the anger and let it out.
Yeah.
I started trying to let it out. That went really poorly. It was just destructive.
Would you start slashing tires? And
no, I just was not very kind to some people, you know? Uh-huh. And then I feel awful.
Sure.
So then I felt kind of stuck between these two places of if I try to express it, it's not healthy. But if I don't express it, I'm sort of stuck in this position of despair.
Yes. And may I just say that for a woman to express anger, there seems to be less of a cultural acceptance for women to be angry than
really?
For men to be angry.
You don't say.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that back.
Yeah. So I wrote a song about that sort of dichotomy between those two positions called Dry Land. And it was the catalyst for the idea of just creating this project where I am exploring and researching the way that Canadians experience anger in modern society, especially women.
Yeah.
And just the way that we express it, the way we suppress it. And then I'm writing music about that.
Beautiful.
Because I feel like people are very angry these days. It's close to the surface.
Yes.
There are lots of reasons of differing opinions that seem valid and justified for us to be angry. But I don't think we're really talking about how to express that in a constructive way.
Nice. So you've started writing punk music?
I'm calling it rage folk.
Oh. But are you kidding?
No, but that's just a joke.
That's hilarious. I love that.
I'm not really doing that.
No, that's a good bit. You should do at least one rage folk
one
song.
One rage folk song.
Yeah, just folk it with the tunes, but the lyrics are complete rage.
Yeah.
I love trees.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so this. I'm gonna play an angry song.
Beautiful.
And.
Are you gonna sound like the drummer from the Muppets?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna change my mind and play a different song.
Oh, what are you doing?
No, because this one is maybe closer to rage folk than the other one
was. Oh, okay. All right.
It's called Love and Retreat.
Ooh.
And I hope I remember the words. It's very new. I just came back from a songwriting residency in Banff, and I wrote it there. So.
You know what? Don't worry. But if you screw up in the middle of it, just extend out with some music, and our people will fix it in post.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
There's no pressure. There's no crying in baseball.
I think I I think I've got it.
I think
I got
you got it?
I got it, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, and for the first time ever, Rage Folk by Sarah Hiltz.
We talk religion, politics, all of the things that families ought to resist. After dinner's finished, it's never been like this before. We've loved, we've laughed, we've never been a boy. I keep buying the door. I meet her eyes across the room, try to guess what she thinks of this conversational catastrophe. But when she walks away and just starts to clean, I think it's a fine line between love and retreat. TV's off, we all sit and talk. The night begins to turn into the dawn, and the wine is all gone. No music in the background now. He stands up, cuts me off, and begins to shout. He is on his toes now. Of my seat, my fingers grip the books in my lap that he lent me. I start to fidget with the page corners and think that it's a fine line between love and retreat.
Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, that, I gotta stop calling everyone dude. I like that a lot. For some reason, the way you write is relatable to most, but you create it and paint it in an intricate way. So you have this really bizarre talent of being able to make... paint something with intricacies and yet keep it incredibly relatable.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my job as a songwriter.
I kind of think
yeah.
so, yeah.
Yeah. Whew, so I'm doing it. Okay.
Also, I am doing it. Okay. Yeah. Drew says, so yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just, I'm actually a fan. What do you listen to? Because I remember one of the first things that I was impressed by you was the way you play guitar. You were actually a talented guitar people. A lot of folky folks bar chord their way through life.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched your playing and I went, wow. And then the vocals and I just went, wow. So who do you jones on?
One of my favorite artists is Esperanza Spalding,
mm-hmm.
the jazz bassist, vocalist, composer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love her. She's got this really strange album out called 12 Little Spells.
Okay.
It's weird. And the first time I heard it, I just was like, oh, okay, that's cool, but not for me right now. And
yeah.
Since I got home from that residency I just did, it's pretty much been on repeat. It's pretty strange, but I like weird melodies and interesting melodies that that go different places that I don't expect.
Like Sufjan?
Yeah, I love him. His Carrie and Lowell album is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tim, do you remember the name of the guy who did the Enneagram songs?
Sleeping at Last.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even need to say this.
Yeah, that guy.
How? So we had him on the show, a couple of...
Oh, cool.
A month ago or something. And what a neat guy. But his music, when he's singing a song about you and your... Enneagram type. Have you heard the one song? You must
yeah.
have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it dig?
I didn't cry. What?
What? Me neither. I didn't either. It felt like someone was there are people that can read you, and when they're reading you, you feel almost invaded.
Yeah.
But when you're read by a song,
mm.
it feels like instead of the rib cage being cracked open, it feels like they've just kind of like in Stars, one of the space movies, they just kind of go,
yeah,
that's on radio.
Into you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if I described that right or not. Well, I'm so glad we had that little Enneagram moment there.
I'm going to wait till the end of the show and try to guess what you are. Don't tell me, okay?
Okay. You know what? Most people mistype me because I have, never mind.
Well, because why?
I'm not going to tell you because then you're going to...
No hints?
No, nothing. Yeah. Sarah's previous work as a talented singer-songwriter landed her opening slots for Canadian icons Gordon Lightfoot and Ron Hynes. So Gordon Lightfoot, I wrote a project about him when I was in grade 7. No other human being that I know even in grade 7 knew about Gordon Lightfoot. So I've been a fan of his, a weird fan of his, for so many years. And then I finally got to meet him through Jane Harbury and the Good Brothers and this kind of stuff. And there was a moment. We won't go into it. And then I went to the last tribute night at Hughes Room that what's-his-face puts on. Is it Jory Nash?
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, it was just kind of neat to see him there.
Gordon Lightfoot
Gordon
was
Lightfoot.
At the tribute?
Yeah, he showed up, sat at the table at the end. And,
oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
It's a good thing.
Cool.
So when was that? When was your Gordon Lightfoot thingy?
2012.
Okay.
I did 3 dates with him, and then a few years later, I've done it 2 other times also.
And what venues were you at?
Capitol Theater in Chatham.
Okay.
And then...
The CNE Grandstand?
No. Somewhere in London,
only Tim
somewhere
and I know
in
that.
Sarnia.
Okay.
Somewhere in St. Thomas.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you have the ultimate dream person to open for?
No.
Okay. Do you have someone that you would like to open for you, is what I should have said.
For me?
Yes.
No, I just, I just want to sing with people all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, did you go to the Folk Alliance thing in Montreal?
No.
Okay.
No. FMO. I went to FMO. I saw you there.
Yeah.
And that was my first music conference that I've ever attended.
Really?
I'm pretty shy. It was really hard
for
me.
Yeah.
Like, I had to leave the hotel a number of times on the weekend and just walk around by myself.
Wow.
Because I just was so scared to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, everybody said Folk Alliance is like FMO times 10. And I just was not ready for it. My heart couldn't handle it so soon after the first conference. Maybe I could do it now. I feel a little bit bolder now.
Yeah. Yeah. What don't you like about yourself?
I don't like that I'm so shy and, incapable of communicating with strangers sometimes. It sucks because, I've lots of times I'll go to a show and see musicians playing and think, oh, I'd like to know them. And it will take all of my guts to just go up and say, hey, great job. And then I don't tell them that I play music. I just leave, and it's useless. It's a useless exchange. You know, I don't like that about myself.
Really?
Yeah. Well, come on. It's just, it's isolating, you know?
It is, but at the same time, it's very Canadian. And at the same time, you, this is why I dig you so much. Your personality type, that's the type I like to lean into. There's enough people who want the rah-rah and the spotlight and the look at me and the, right? And those kind of conferences is just, usually just one long line of butt kissing.
Yeah.
What can your, and they need to find out if what you do can help what they do. Yeah. So I'm glad that you don't say to those people, hey, I'm also a musician. We should work together sometime. Because that's just irritating.
But sometimes I think if it's genuine, it can be good. And I think what I have always just been operating from the position of, well, they're not going to care about who I am, you know, and just sort of always assuming people are probably not going to like me. So,
okay, you need to stop that.
I feel differently now, actually, having done this residency and spending 3 weeks with 30 people and just making a point of, this woman told me at the beginning, who wasn't in my program, I just had breakfast with her, and she said, how about just while you're here at Banff, just pretend that you're not shy.
This one time at Banff camp?
Yeah. So I just took that advice, and I pretended I wasn't shy, and it was very different. It was a different experience. Yeah. So,
well, I hope you don't change a lot. Because that'll ruin everything in my world.
Well, I won't be inauthentic still if I say to you, like, hey, you're great. I play music too. Like, we should do something together because wouldn't that be fun?
But again, I think at those kind of conferences, like, I stay away from that whole schmoozing, connecting, here's my card thing. You can find out about the person and then send them a note later on email or whatever.
Yeah.
And let them sniff you out online as opposed to having, you know, forcing them to be in a corner and go, yeah, we should totally, when you know they don't. Really?
No, but I mean, I wouldn't say that to somebody just because, oh, you're a good musician, so I want to connect with you. Right. It would be more about if you have a conversation and you're connecting on a human level as well as a musical level, then why wouldn't I say we should try to spend more time together?
All right. Just finishing off with Sarah Hiltz. She's going to do one more song with us, but just before she does her final song in the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah, the question. Who has hurt you the most?
Will you answer the same question?
Sure.
Okay. My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your dad still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Would he be listening?
Probably not. I hope not.
Just thought I'd bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, he loves me, you know, and
he's
probably as much as he was able.
Right. So he's a dope about how he loves you.
Yeah, yeah. I understand he's operating from his own wounded place.
Right. Hurting people hurt people.
But there it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, can I say parental hurt is probably one of the deepest for everybody.
Yeah.
If parents have hurt, which is why I've been saving money for my children's therapy.
Mm-hmm. That's kind.
Yeah. Can you imagine being my kid? Holy cow. That's a lot of therapy. Yeah. How does it feel about saying that? Is that weird?
Yeah. Well, to say that on a radio show is weird.
Yeah.
I've said that to, you know, my close friends in private.
Yeah. Have you written about it?
Hardly. Okay. I haven't been able to.
Oh.
Yeah. I just did while I was at the residency.
Okay.
For the first time. Well, the first time that I've finished something that has to do with that I'm able to, that's worth sharing. Because before I would try to write about it, and I'm just trying to cloak the meaning too much, which just means I wasn't ready.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
How about you?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Me. That's the answer.
You. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
I know. It's always like the altruistic answer, isn't it?
Right.
I am the one who's hurt myself the most. Yeah. But I really have. No one has done worse things to me than me.
I mean, I think we could all use that answer.
No, but I would beat your list. I guarantee, hands down, I guarantee you.
Yeah, because I'm a one, so I do everything right.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a four who has played the role of victim my entire life. Loser!
That was my guess, and I didn't get to say it, so nobody knows how right I was.
Yes, I know, it's like, never mind. Okay, let's do your last song. You're so fun.
Okay.
Sarah Hiltz, by the way, just before she does this last song, we want to let you know, she is heading over to the Transac in Toronto tonight at 6:30 p.m. Tonight, She will be performing live with some other folks as well. So go to the Transac and watch this young lady. Go to her website, follow her, go to the concert. Not follow her, that's weird. Go to the concerts, buy music, and dig on her. Because it's easy to. That's why. Sarah?
Cool.
What's this song?
This song is called Retching in the Wings.
I'm sorry, what?
That's right. Retching in the Wings.
Retching in the Wings.
Yeah. You remember way back in the 90s when Sinead O'Connor tore up a picture of the Pope on SNL?
Yes, I asked her about that.
Oh, okay, cool. So then a few weeks later, she was scheduled to perform at a Bob Dylan tribute. And when she came out on stage, everybody was still upset about that.
Yes.
So they were booing her. Mm-hmm. And she just stands there and kind of takes it. And eventually, she performs the Bob Marley song she did on SNL instead of what she was supposed to do. Kind of in, you know, this moment of strength, sticking to her message, the thing she was protesting.
Yes.
And I thought that was really beautiful. But when she left the stage, she pretty much collapses and starts dry heaving. And I really related to that as a woman who, when I express anger, I might feel really
so
powerful in the moment, but it completely drains me.
Yeah.
So that's what this tune's about.
Really?
Yeah, really. No joke.
I love that. What a great setup. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our good friend, Sarah Hiltz.
Siren message bearer, when they call her name, the crowd turns sour. They're counting on her failure, but she stands and says her peace in all her power. With her words still heavy in the air, I see her chin lift and a cold hard stare. The curtain closes and leaves her there, retching in the wings, doubled over, crying, hollowed out adrenaline, leaves her body shook. But that's a cost of living when you are a woman who has something that she must say. Me too, I've got bad news, but they told me anger's only for the righteous. And they say ladies should be subdued, but I don't know how much longer I can fight this. Truth becomes a bowl that draws me in. It turns my tongue into the arrow flint. I let it fly, but the kickback wins. So now I'm reaching in the wings, doubled over, crying, hollowed out adrenaline, leaves my body shook. But that's a cost of living when you are something that she must say. I'm reaching in the wings, doubled over, crying, hollowed out adrenaline, leaves my body shook. But that's a cost of living when you are a woman who has something, who has something.
Beautiful. Sarah Hiltz, way to go. Nice finish. Strong finish.
Thank you.
A little tribute to tip of the hat to Sinead O'Connor there. By the way, a little self-plug. If you'd like to listen to my interview with Sinead O'Connor, you go to drewmarshall.ca and click on her face. There you go. That'll work. Sarah, thank you very,
thank
very
you.
Much. We just had a listener from who's watching on the live Facebook stream from out west ask, said she is, just loves your voice and wants your CD. So,
yeah.
So it looks like we'll be sending that person your CD.
Cool.
Because she's from Canada.
Great.
We like Canadians.
I hope you like it.
Yeah. All right. So again, tonight, where are we at the Transac? True story?
True.
True story. Sarah Hiltz. 6:30 p.m. The doors open. 7 o'clock, the gig starts. Have a little more of a listen. A little more of a listen to Sarah Hiltz.